What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? If you plant the first crop and you cut it off and harvest it, and a second growth just comes back up, do you have a name for that?
Well, that we just have it called about the second growth is what we call it for.
Okay. What do you call bread made out of cornmeal?
Well, I use it. There's a lot of different things. You know, you can make out of cornmeal, muffin bread, and cornbread, and
all right. When you take your little griddle in there, and you fry a little thin.
Well, a corn patties.
No, call it a hoe cake.
That's right.
Okay. Or a corn pone.
Oh, if you want to have fish, you could buy fry like a little corn stick.
Okay, can you think of some other things that you make out of cornmeal?
You know, little cornbread dumplings into turnips, and you can the North Georgia people and North Carolina people would always call them a sweet turnip, they would say salad, and they would put turnip salad, they would put those little cornbread dumplings in their Dodgers and things.
Did you
eat
a hush puppy?
Well, the hush puppies, you know, that's most of, we have most of that with fish. But now the cornbread dodgers, what they call it, cornbread dumplings, we put that in the pot later in the turnips, you know.
With the turnips, do you call it the...
Salad, a lot of people in, well, all the North Georgia people, people say salad, they don't never say turnip. We say turnip roots, turnip top.
Do you ever call it green? Or is it, tops?
They use the turnip greens.
Turnip greens,
that's your tops and your turnip root.
You know, there's a mustard green and there's a turnip green.
They usually use the word green, so with the turnips and the mustard, when they use either word, they use both words too.
Okay. Do you have a name for cornbread that you might cook in the ashes of the fire? Of course, we don't do it nowadays, but you didn't use it ago, people did.
Well, I tell you what, I never hear talk of none. Used to, if people had cooked on the fireplace, they didn't have a stove, and they had, my mother had my granddaddy's, and it was what they call a big oven, big old Dutch oven on legs about this high, mm-hmm. And they would put, they would put the coals on here, and put the bread in there, and then they'd put the coal on top of that big oven, big old oven about this way. Mother used to have one, but Lord knows what went with it. Some kids got it, no. It was my granddaddy's, and the lady just put it, you just sit the lady and sit down on the ground like that, you know. In the fireplace, you know, back in the old times, there wasn't no stove. But I didn't know. I heard my mom and daddy said it. They could remember the first stove that their mother and daddy bought. You cooked on the fireplace. Mm-hmm. And that's the way they cooked it, on the fireplace, with those big old, had legs that long, stood up, you know. And you put coals on them here, put your bread in, and then put coals on top.
What was that called? Dutch oven or?
No, that's right. I had an old lady cook for me, and she stayed down at the little cookhouse, and she could make the best biscuits, and she put them coals on top and under there. And a bit of best biscuits here. Yeah, that's right. I'd like to have got over that, but I don't know what went with it. I mean, some of the children got it. I know they did, you know, in the family. I'd like to just have to say, you know, just for safekeeping, you know. No.
Go back to the kitchen.
Go back to the kitchen.
Go on.